Opposite. The opposite of what you're used to. The opposite of the norm. Do something different outside of your regular self. This is what I'm inviting for you to do. For example, many people see me as high-pitched voiced, a nice person. And a great friend. Now I'm working to be deep in voice, less talkative, more selfish instead of selfless. If you like to drink, try something else. Try drinking water. Or if you're so used to being good all the time, try to be bad. There is an important value that people don't understand, trying to be good all the time, overdoing the goodness, is in fact what makes you bad, but also being bad all the time. What is this? Being the enemy, being the abuser, being dominant all the time. Sometimes one needs to be submissive. One needs to admit of being wrong. There's kind of a cluster of all of these, and I bring that cluster because it depends on you. Are you tired of the same results that you've been doing? I know I have. I've actually been burnt out for constantly doing the same thing over and over and not getting the same results. For this reason, I have to change my approach, do things differently. As I hope for you to do the same. Be daring, be bold. Instead of feeling lazy and old, kneeling, trying to be like everyone else, be different, be unique, be creative. Don't take this the wrong way when I say be bad. There are specific levels. For example, be angry, show anger if you're so used to hiding it, or ignore people, or use your words of assertiveness like saying no all the time, or start saying no if you're so used to saying yes. Or if you're so used to just accepting and allowing others, instead, speak up. Let your voice be heard. Say what you truly want without fear or hesitation. And see what happens. Learn to speak the language of parts of you that you don't share, that you want to expose. I know I do. I need to. All of this love and sexual energy that I possess. And oddly, it only attracts more so the older women, and I mean that by like MILFs and, well, definitely women older than me, just to keep it simple. Because of course I have my own boundaries. But isn't it funny how How oftentimes these grandmothers, aunts, or mothers will want to introduce me to their daughters, younger sisters, nieces, granddaughters. For me being, like, for example, well-spoken, polite, honest, helpful. But these young girls want someone bad. When in the eyes of these elders, I look good. Or that I am. So, I'm sharing this with you in order to break upon a specific pattern that you're used to doing, in order to open up new doors of opportunity of other sides of yourself that you did not get to expose, you did not get to do, embrace, take action on. Go for it. Challenge yourself. Let these sides come out of you. And I don't mean it to be to go off the walls crazy and shit. I'm just saying to allow your character, these sides of you, feel more fulfilled. Own it. Instead of trying to be a little goody all the time or controlling of yourself, to be liked by others or to or maybe it's that you're such a fucking asshole all the time that you need to take a step back and give a shit about others or think about someone else. But hey, it's up to you, wherever that may be listening to this.